In some of these sessions, I'm going to probably recommend that you actually turn your video off, okay, if that's what makes you feel comfortable. This is a day of comfort. This is a day of inquiry. It's a day of discernment. It's a day of connectiveness. It is a day of peace. Do what you have to do to be comfortable. We have sessions today at 6, 11, 2, 4, and 7. And then we reconvene for our closing meditation at 3:30 a.m. Tomorrow. What I would suggest that you do in between is that make it a day of retreat. You know, eat something delicious and nourishing. I actually had a really wonderful spiritual shower this morning, already, but take, you know, in the middle of the day, take a nap, maybe in between these sessions, maybe take a, it's 100 and some odd degrees here. So I don't know if taking a walk is, but put your, I know a couple of you've got pools, you know, maybe stick your feet in the water, just really, take care of yourself today. I think actually I'm getting a feeling that we'll maybe do some hand massage today too. So you'll get some, a little bit of Qigong in here and some self-care. I'm just going to share the screen. There we are. You do not have to worry about taking copious notes on things. You will have access to the Library of Guidance through August 30th. Now, I'm going to be doing, I believe, I haven't advertised it yet or told anybody, but I'm going to be doing a virtual open house from August 15th to August 30th, where I'm going to be opening up the website at 7 p.m., I think, on those days. That's what guidance has given me. You will have access to this site, so you don't have to take notes trying to remember, what was the awareness, what was the this, you know, what she talked about, the fundamentals of what we talked about today, okay? So you'll have access to it. This first tab over here is the table of contents. And it's just going to tell you a little bit about the Library of Guidance. Any drop down, this is the free orientation that you received in your last email, I believe, before our retreat today. Here is REAL, the consciousness of living. It sort of gives you a little bit of the I call them the divine qualities or the divine aspects of what I received when I was given this information, and when we're in community, what we're doing, and the consciousness of living is service, support, soul inspiration, circulation, compassion, consistency. Thank you so much for consistency, discernment, and strength. I'm not going to teach on these. As you can see, there's little short abbreviated explanations for this. But these are really, when we come into communion and we come into Sacred Key or any of our events or classes, this is what we want to be in service to each other, to have a high heart, to be supportive and really listen, to connect with your soul, be inspired, trust the bubbling ups, trust what comes forward for you, right? Just, I remember when I was going through my yoga teaching, my yoga certification, and there was a intuitive component in there, and my teacher would say, I would say something like, this just sounds crazy, you know, but blah, 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 blah. And sure enough, whoever was in the class, that's me, you know. I had this one instance, I had a badger, I actually had a badger, I see this little animal, and it's kind of wonky looking and everything, and then somebody in the class said, I had a badger when I was a kid, you know. So trust those soul inspirations, not only for yourself, but for the group, as we're here today. Circulation, thank you so much. Each of you have contributed greatly. Vibratory contribution, the frequencies of love, the frequencies of money, the frequencies of life force, all of that is circulation. We're not always talking about in terms of the material. Compassion, especially in this day and age, please consider walking in somebody else's shoes for a moment. You know, we don't know what people are going through. Consistency. I place consistency in this environment for us to go back, come back to this site. You're going to have access for quite a while. Come back, tool around. Maybe make a daily practice of listening to something or taking something in. But a little bit of something every day will allow you to begin to rest into God. Okay? Discernment. And we're going to talk about spiritual compassion, compassionate observation, and compassionate witnessing. When we're in our Q&A, you're saying, take a breath. When we're in our Q&A, we want to do two things, maybe three. We want to trust what comes forward. The guidance gave me this morning that get to the point. And what we mean by that is sort of start with the end in mind. And then if there's more background that's required for just general understanding, give us the points. I don't know what that was about, but start with the end in mind. And Anoni Yekena, and for whoever this may be for this morning, they're saying it will calm your heart down before you start speaking. And then just the strength to say, I am the form and I am the embodiment, and we're going to talk about that. And I am the I can, which means that whatever you're working on, you can do it. So that's this section. I'm not going to go through all of them, but when you see the drop downs, you will be able to hit the page, and all of the drop downs is where the audios are. Okay, and we'll talk about divine evolution. There's one divine eye in here, a lot of different things. So you've got a month to tool around in here, so please enjoy it. This last tab is called Contemplations. And if you just want to come in and do a contemplation or a reflection, all of the contemplations in Radiant Soul Balancing are here. Okay? If you have questions about our schedule, the website, by the way, is sacredkey.com. If you have questions about our schedule, there's a page here sitting in the Compassionate Presence, so you can go through and just scroll down and be in our schedule. The final thing I want to talk about is compassionate observation and compassionate witnessing. Be kind to yourself. This experience is an experience. So there's going to be very little note-taking. It is really for you to be in the experience and to be in the feeling whatever comes up. So as we are in the being, as we're in the existence, as we're in the experience, we become the we become the observer. Kind of like watching a movie. You'll feel something, you'll see something, you'll taste something. It becomes a very deepened, full sensory experience. There'll be times that your experience is your experience. So sometimes when we're connecting into source, you'll feel it in a number of different ways. You can feel it through maybe a tingling sensation in your body. You can feel it through a sharp uptake of breath. It kind of be like, like that. You know, you'll just sort of feel it. And then you'll exhale. And then you'll sort of feel like you're in a different space. You can feel cool. You'll feel cool. You can feel cool. Like a flush of coolness flowing through your body. You might feel a flush of warmth flowing through your body. Parts of your body may activate. And we'll talk about that a little bit. But, you know, for me, you know, sometimes I say, see, look, my hands have activated when I'm in session. Can you see how red they are? You know, and that's an indication that, you know, there's some healing flowing through my body. Other people have felt, Anoni Yeshkena Ananioko. Other people have felt feelings in their genital area, because we're going to be doing some breathing. That is the root chakra. That means there's an opening in the root chakra. Energy field, that's okay. You're not having a sexual or sensual experience. You're having an opening of the root chakra. Okay. Let's see what else. Onona iekena nanioko kona iena. Nioko akena. You may feel like a wave flowing through. That makes sense? Okay. So all of these are normal experiences for this experience. I don't think there's anything else here. Okay. Sure. All right. When we are the compassionate observer, then we are not assigning any value or narrative to the feelings and sensations and the ideas and the rememberings that are coming through. You're just taking note of them. Kind of like a cloud passing through. Honor the emotion that may come with it. For some, this has been a very deeply healing experience, so some emotions may come up. The languaging is in the eye. We're having an eye experience, which simply means tell your story in the first, tell your observation or your witnessing in the first person. In observation and in witnessing, when you're sharing, you can say, I'm just witnessing here. I'm just sharing. I'm not looking necessarily for any input or wisdom. This is what I observed. And then with compassionate wisdom sharing, I am looking for some guidance, or I am looking, there is a question in here. You, Anone Yekena, I will be mostly in guidance today, so you may ask a question of the guidance. Anone Yoko Okona Yekena, please know that we are not predictive. We're not going to tell you next Wednesday, go down the street, buy a lottery ticket, and hallelujah. Okay. But we're not predictive. There's always free will and free choice, and so that's very important. Anona Yoko Okona Iekina, I feel like today that there is going to be more interaction in our Q&As. There's a lot going on. Anona Yoko Okona Iekina, and please be specific. Anona Yoko Okona, and be in your heart. Be in your heart. Okay. We're going to do some breathing. We always breathe, and I'd like you to breathe. Take a deep breath in right now. As deep as you can, and exhale. You will be backing that off almost to 20%. The breathing is not this deep. We're not in exercise. We're in contemplation. We want to bring our body into any relaxation. There's actually a yogic practice where you tense and you release, and you tense and you release. And that's good for one purpose. And this purpose, the purpose is we're going deeper inside. We're going to the interior body, to the energetic body, and we want to be in the flow. So right now, just actually put your hands on your ribs and just feel your body doing what your body does all by itself. That is the life force. You're breathing in and breathing out. And that's the space that we want to be in. Pace breathing. Whenever you come into any of my sessions, I ask that you prepare yourself and do a few rounds of pace breathing. It was in the orientation audios, just counting to the count of four, holding to the count of four, exhaling to the count of four, and then holding to the count of four. And this resets your sympathetic resets your parasympathetic. The tigers are coming to the sympathetic, and just helps you to relax. If I am counting out a breath that is not in your rhythm, then just take a deep breath in, exhale, and that's called the sigh of release, and then begin to breathe in through the nose and out through the nose in remembering breath to get yourself back in cycle. But this is really more about getting into your rhythms. I think that's about it. Anone Yekena, Anana Yoko. There is a Anone Yoko Kona. For the purpose of the recording, I think everybody here knows me, but the Niyoko Akena, the language that you are hearing is divine, light language, and then I get the English interpretation. Please don't get caught up in the language. You know, that can be a busy mind and you'll miss the point. Okay. So let's get started. Welcome, welcome, welcome. Slowly closing your eyes. Gently feeling the breath. In through the nose and out through the nose. Think of the breath you're breathing, kind of like the waves are flowing in and the waves are flowing out. Waves are flowing in, and the waves are flowing out. Just keeping the breath even. It may be to a count of two. One, two, inhaling, exhaling, one, two. If you can do four, that would be great. Breathing into the count of four and exhaling to the count of four. Breathing into the count of four and exhaling, two, three, four. Inhaling and exhaling. Inhaling and exhaling. Inhaling, two, three, four. Exhaling, two, three, four. The waves are flowing in, and the waves are flowing out. Waves are flowing in, and the waves are flowing out. Waves are flowing in, and the waves are flowing out. Now, beginning at the top of your head, breathe in and breathe out, focusing on the top of your head. Any tension that you may be feeling, breathing in through the nose and out through the mouth, releasing any tension that you may have in the top of your head, the crown chakra. Focusing on your forehead. Breathing in through the nose, releasing through the mouth. Sigh of release. Releasing any tension that you may have across your forehead, your nose, your cheeks, your ears, your jaw, your mouth. Any tension you're feeling in that area, just breathing in through the nose, out through the mouth. Focusing on your throat. Breathing in through the nose and out through the mouth, focusing on your throat. focusing on your heart chakra. Focusing on your heart chakra. In through the nose and out through the mouth. Noticing any tension in your heart. Focusing on your upper belly, the solar plexus chakra. Your upper belly. Focusing on your upper belly. Breathing gently and slowly and kindly. And in through the nose. And out through the mouth. Focusing on the second chakra, the sacral chakra, just a couple inches below your belly button. Breathe in through the nose, out through the mouth. Releasing any tension in your second chakra. Focusing on your root chakra. About 4 inches below your belly button. Breathing in through the nose. Out through the mouth. Focusing on the bottoms of your feet. Breathing in through the nose, out through the mouth. Resting here for a moment. Feeling the energy now flowing through your body. In the next breath, reaching up, out through the crown chakra and connecting into the divine. And as you exhale long and slowly, moving your exhalation through the crown, the forehead, the throat, your heart, upper belly, lower belly, root chakra, feet, all the way down to the earth, and then just connecting with the earth. On your next inhalation, pulling the energy up through the earth, through the bottoms of your feet, converging the energy into the root chakra, bringing that energy to the second chakra, the third chakra, the fourth chakra, the fifth chakra, the sixth chakra, the seventh chakra, and out into the heavens. Just resting there for a moment, feeling the connection. Breathing slowly and deeply, just very relaxed. Pulling the energy down. Coming into your rhythm now. All the way down through the chakras, out through the feet and the root chakra, down into the earth, connecting and resting there for a moment for a few breaths. Now pulling that energy all the way up. Connecting to the heavens. And exhaling long, slow, and deep, connecting to the earth. Becoming the conduit between heaven and earth. I am the conduit. Very important. Yokona Yekena. I am the conduit between heaven and earth. Running that energy up. And now just one more time, all the way anchoring down into the earth. And then pulling the energy up now and just resting in the heart center. Just feeling that rhythm that you've created between yourself. You are the conduit. I am the conduit. I am one. Placing your hands on your heart. Really making the connectiveness now. We're going to connect Anona Yeshkina, the high heart, thymus, solar plexus, third eye. Sixth chakra, feeling that connection. I always like to say I love you, just I love you. I love you, your first name, I love you. I love you, Mercedes, I love you. Look at that divine heart connection. Coming in today with no intention or purpose, just to be in each breath. I love you, your first name, I love you. I love you, David, I love you. I love you, Vita, I love you. I love you, Harriet, I love you. I love you, Katie, I love you. I love you, Suzanne, I love you. You're resting here now, moving that hurt energy, connecting to your high self, breathing in, connecting up all the way to your universal self, your divine self, your most precious self. Feeling the connectiveness to your high heart, your innate wisdom, divine knowing, and pulling it all the way down into the earth. Oh, staying connected. And now connecting to your innate self, the soul self. Just unifying, staying there for a moment. And pulling this energy now back up into the heart, unifying the one self, the high self, your natural self, and your innate self. Bringing it into the existence of no separation. Coming into that one divine wholeness and unity. You are one self, one divinity, one unity. If you feel any tension in your body, bring in through the nose and out through the nose, keeping your hands connected to your heart center. Feeling your heart. I love you, David. I love you. I love you, Harriet. I love you. I love you, Katie. I love you. I love you, Suzanne. I love you. I love you, Vita. I love you. I love you, Mercedes. I love you. As I breathe into this present moment, as I breathe in, I receive this moment. And as I breathe out, I release this moment. As I breathe in, I come into awareness of myself. And as I breathe out, I release awareness of myself. As I breathe in, I am a new consciousness. And as I breathe out, I am a bridge. As I breathe in, I am that I am. As I breathe out, I am. As I breathe in, I step into becoming. as I breathe out, I accept that which I become. As I breathe in, I am. I am. As I breathe out, I am the I am. As I breathe in, I am the I am. As I breathe out, I am I. As I breathe, I am in this present moment. And as I breathe out, I am now. Just resting here for a moment. You will be just drifting in this moment. Feeling your body. Being here with no intention or purpose, no goal, no wanting. No desire, just to be present, be here now. As the unified I, the divine I, today we bless this world, this presence. We send love out into the world. We take this sacred communion into our hearts and know that as one voice, one heart, one mind, one knowing, we allow the wisdom of the divine to flow as me today. All that is present is love. Breathing in the amen. And exhaling the amen. 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 Allowing the frequencies of unity, wholeness, oneness flow through your body, harmonizing and balancing. Breathing in through your nose and out through your mouth. Exhaling. Slowly opening your eyes. Halfway, harmony and balance. Breathing in through the nose. And out through the mouth. And then slowly opening your eyes. I'm going to give you a moment to come into self, maybe take a note or two if you received anything. Okay. Every session that I prepare for, I could run the same title 4 different times. It's going to be 4 different conversations and experiences. When I wrote the description, it was very coming into peace. Anone eke na anani yoko eke na. Welcome, welcome, welcome. It was coming into peace. It was coming into seeing everything that was happening in the world and having a compassionate presence in the world. Sort of the classic be in this world, but not of this world. As I was been meditating over the last 2 days, or contemplation, waiting for the download, as it were, Spirit has said, teach the whole body, which is what we just did. One divine eye. Anone eko na na yoko oke na, because the most important piece of how we navigate is Anone Yekina, the Mercedes that has to pay the bills, and then Mercedes that is seeing and watching the news, and then Mercedes that is having life circumstances, and then Mercedes that is the divine one, and then Mercedes that is the mother, then Priya at this point, not children, and Mercedes, you know, and also all of these different things come into play, and it prevents us from being in what spiritists have called the third energy. And when we're in the third energy, what happens is that we can see with eyes that are wide open. We can hear with ears that are wide open, which means we can see what is not being seen. We can hear what is not being heard. We can feel what is not present. And there is a gentle, peaceful knowing as you're moving through. And you may even close your eyes now after doing this opening and seeing Anoniyekena and feeling Yoko Kona and sensing. You can take the I-ness, the I, the existence, and place it in your body. Yoko Kona. It is very Anoniyekena, the word that they're using is natural, but it is very Anoniyekena dynamic. It's part of the system almost. Anoniyokona Niyekena, that all of the separation happens. But if we're seeking to be in the oneness, we are not in the oneness. Anoniyekena. Those of you who have been around for a minute know what I'm about to say next. There is no in there, Anoniyekena. There is no unconditional love. You are just in love. Anoniyekena. So when you hear us say we're in frequency, we're in God, we're in resting, we're in, that is the being. They're showing me a clean slate. It is like being in a clean slate with every breath. And there is a coming together. Anoniyoko, your physique is very important, Yokona, in a conduit, the conduit, Yokona Niyekena. So Yokona Niyekena connecting into the heavens and pulling that all the way down through your existence, not your body, your existence, and pulling it into the earth, Iokona. When we say form coming into energy, coming into form, you are the first energy. Anoniyekena, you would say there is the first cause, you are the first energy. Anoniyekena, you may even do this. You may put your hands together like so and feel an awakening and then moving that energy over and gathering energy and pulling it all the way through your body. And then moving your hands down like so and feeling the earth. So you're feeling the energy. Just do that. You'll begin to feel the connectiveness and the oneness. It is almost like you're walking in a, like your own little container. And that container is full of energy, full of everything that is divine. Can you feel it? Yes. So now, Iekena Naniyoko, Iena Ananiyoko, we do meditation. We call the eyes wide open. Feel that energy. Can you feel the energy? Yes. 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 Okay, so now, Ononi Ieshkena, feel the energy up, moving it through the heart, allowing it out into the world, and moving it back around you, coming back into the heart space, moving it down into the earth, feeling the earth, moving it up to the heart. I guess I'm going to have to stand up. I've never done this before. You haven't told me to do this before. You guys can't see me. I'll try to sit down. So at the heart, open the hands, opening of the heart, feeling that energy. Moving that energy up, connecting over your head. Feeling that energy. Now you might even be able to play with the energy. It's one energy. They're wanting you to feel the energy this morning. It's very interesting. You might need to take an exhalation. Now bringing that energy and pulling it all the way down. All the way down, bathing your body all the way down, all the way down. Keeping your hands now looking like this, all the way down and just resting and drifting there. You might need to take another exhalation. This is very cleansing. Moving the body. Okay, now moving it back to your heart center. Onone Ieshkena Naniyoko. They're saying to close your eyes and make note of the differences between the between when you started this and now. So if you close your eyes, do you see in the interior vision, do you see anything differently? Now they're saying open your eyes just slightly. Eyes half open, half closed is Tai Chi. And staying in that heart space. Eyes half open, half closed is Tai Chi. You want to stay connected to your heart. And we're going to rest there for just a moment. So you're bringing that interior space into your living. Ononi Eke now, you're bringing that interior space into your living space. Now, Ononi Yeshkena. You can rest your hands now. And in the breath, you're now in this conduit. You've become the conduit. Heart space rest. Moving that energy through your body, connecting to the earth, heart space rest, just feeling that. Now I want you, eyes open in harmony and balance, because you want to bring this experience into both your interior space and your living space. Now I want you to now close your eyes and feel the difference. And now with every breath, each breath now, we're going to do a little radiant soul practice. Just imagine that you can feel this energy now pulsating like it's become alive. So the inside and then your body, and now pulsating this energy. We might want to say in your auric field, so just around your body, just so that we are truly becoming the unified light body. Just feel the energy around you. And it's not three separate energies, it's one energy. But now you're walking in the energy of the divine space. So we talk about the subconscious body and the conscious body, the conscious mind, and all of this. And here it's just the one. One. Feeling that energy. Feeling that energy expanding out through your aura. So when we talk about the third energy, it is when any two energies come together, it creates a divine third energy. It is a unique occurrence. This is how we are the third energy. Because we live in a dynamic and dual existence by design, living on Earth. But through this unified presence, the unified one, the one divine eye, we come into a space within our existence, within my existence, the I existence, being completely, divinely one. Let's rest here for a moment. There is no body. There is no thinking. There is no purpose or intention. There just is existence, energy. As I breathe in, I am the present moment. And as I breathe out, I am now. As I breathe in, I am the present moment. As I breathe out, I am now. As I breathe in, I am the present moment. As I breathe out, I am. To be is to exist. To be is just no mind, no intention, no purpose. It is a divine resting. It is divinity. It is just is. There's no good or bad, right or wrong, black or white. There's an allowing. There is an allowing. Breathing in through the nose and out through the mouth, opening your eyes halfway, anchoring the allowance, anchoring this energy, this place, this resting. Breathing in through the nose and out through the mouth. opening your eyes. I'm going to release us. I will see you at 11 o'clock. When we come back at 11, we have your questions and your observations, your compassionate observations, and we'll talk about how we walk in this space. And They're saying that it's magnetic, it's sticky. Think about what's around you and Anoniekena and putting a layer of this oneness, a layer of this love. Breathing in, I am love. Exhaling, I am. Amen, amen, amen. I will see you at 11. Namaste. I don't want to push that. I think that's what's happened.